Time for Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee. Today, the West Plains Zizzer baseball team will hold their annual baseball jamboree with Mountain Grove, Ava, and Gainesville. It all gets started at noon today. The West Plains Zizzers will be taking cash donations to donate to the Bakersfield baseball team after a near total loss to their facility and equipment. So let's come together to support our neighboring communities. Again, it all gets started today at noon with the Zizzer Baseball Jamboree. 2025 All-SCA Girls Basketball Team earning first-team honors. Chloe Jones, Willow Springs. Abby Bowers from Thayer. Rayleigh Stenzel from Mountain Grove. Riley Davis of Thayer. Hadley Chowning from Liberty. Player of the Year went to Chloe Jones of Willow Springs, and Coach of the Year went to Denny Young up there. The 2025 All-SCA Boys Basketball Team, earning first-team honors, Parker Toon, Liberty, Cale Gardner, Mountain Grove, Devin Harrington, Thayer, Easton Pitts, Thayer, and Colby James, Willow Springs. Players of the Year, Devin Harrington and Easton Pitts. Coach of the Year went to Nick Openshaw of Mountain Grove. St. Louis Cardinals were in action yesterday. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Sonny Gray started the game, left the game in the second, came back in the third. He left the game, came back in the fourth, left the game, came back in the fifth inning. And starting pitchers, or pitchers in general, are allowed a re-entry in spring training, but Gray gave up 8 runs, 6 hits over a total of 3 innings, and the Marlins won the game 11-5.
He got his work in, but it was not a good line for Sonny Gray, who was not sharp at all. Matthew Liberatore was. He pitched the last 3 innings out of the pen for the Cardinals. He was good. Lucan Baker added a home run. Those were the bright spots, but the Cardinals not able to beat the Marlins again. They're just 1-4 against Miami in spring training.
And Sonny Gray was announced yesterday as the Cardinals' opening day pitcher on the 27th against Minnesota at Busch Stadium.
And let's hope he gets off to the great start that he had last year, 17 scoreless to start his first year as a Cardinal.
The Cardinals play at Washington at Palm Beach today. Our next game comes up on Wednesday against the Nationals at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll be on the air Wednesday at 11:55 in the morning.
The Cardinals will be back on the radio, KUKU 100.3, Wednesday when they take on the Nationals at 11:55. The Cardinals will be back on the radio Friday playing the Astros at 11:55. Saturday, they take on the Marlins at noon. Sunday, the Cardinals will hook up with the Nationals again at 11:55. And a week from today, Monday, the Cardinals wrap up spring training when they take on the Memphis Redbirds at 6:05. You can catch all of that on KUKU 100.3. University of Missouri men's basketball team secured a number 6 seed in the West region of the 2025 NCAA tournament and will face number 11, Drake, on Thursday, the first day of spring. The game will tip off at 6:35. Catch it all on Q94. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.